The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
When you're in Singapore, who needs a car when you can have a promo code? A lot of us rely on ride-hailing services to get from point A to point B. Simple as that, especially in Singapore. Earlier this year, Gojek made its launch into the Singapore market, and it gave us consumers a bigger choice, another way to get around the island.
Now, in its home market in Indonesia, the brand's valuation has breached the 10 billion mark. Over there, it offers a variety of services such as transportation, payments, food delivery, and even on-demand massage. But over here in Singapore, it has chosen to solely focus on the ride-hailing aspect of the business. And since officially launching in Singapore in January, the company has announced a whole range of incentives for its drivers.
Yeah, these incentives include medical, petrol, and even telco benefits. But has this necessarily drawn in Singapore riders? This morning, to tell us more is the Singapore General Manager at Gojek, Lien Chung Lun. Lien, good morning, and thank you for taking the time to come by the studio.
Good morning. Really happy to be here.
I really wanted to ask when we're going to get that on-demand massage, but you know what? Instead, I'm going to ask, how did you get here today?
It's been a pretty interesting journey. I started off as a regular in the armed forces. Yep. I was in the commandos for 10 years. And then spent 5 years in McKinsey before I came over to Gojek because I wanted a bigger challenge.
Okay, and on the same vein of how did you get here today, what mode of transport did you take to the studio today?
Interestingly, I drove a private hire vehicle.
Oh, really?
Yes,
so you drove your own Gojek?
Well, I drove my own Gojek here. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a licensed PHV driver, so I do drive.
And do you do that? Like
once in a while. Once in a while, I get onto the roads in order to understand what the customers need.
Okay.
Once in a while, I end up with the challenges that all drivers have, which is I had a flat battery. Yeah, flat tire. So these are interesting sort of challenges that come with the profession.
Okay, Lien, I'm going to take your cue on the challenges, but then more specifically from an enterprise level. So Indonesia is a completely different market to Singapore. Now, you've been here. What's the transition been like in terms of establishing operations in Singapore?
We started off in Indonesia. I think we are very deep, very strong there on our way to being the Asian or Southeast Asian super app in Indonesia. Our international expansion has seen Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam. And each of these markets are different. I think one of the good things about being Singaporean is you understand the DNA of being different. And we develop for local markets. I'll give one example. When we talked to the drivers here, we realized that the intensity of rides in Singapore is back to back to back. And our drivers were feeding, you know, telling us we don't have time to go for a toilet break.
Right.
Because that's not sort of an issue you always have in Indonesia. And as a result, we have this, what we call a pause button, so that our drivers could take a break, could grab a meal, go to the toilet. And these are examples of how we localize and how we develop for each individual market.
You've got these benefits that you've unveiled, the medical benefits, the insurance coverage, I'm sure has seen a lot of positive sentiment. Could you share a little bit more about that? And if you can, how has that impacted earnings where Gojek is concerned?
We realized that the main thing is our driver partners are the ones that help us build our business.
Sure.
And so we're really focusing on how can we take care of them. And that's why the benefits. We have insurance coverage with GigaCover, extended medical coverage. You can see a remote telemedicine with a doctor anywhere. So it saves you time from having to spend 2 hours sitting in a waiting room. Your meds get delivered to you. We've got other partnerships around fuel, with Esso, with Singtel. The point is that we take good care of our drivers. They, in turn, will take good care of our riders. Mm. And that is the philosophy that we have.
So it's not so much like I am just doing this as part of the gig economy, but I'm treating the gig economy as, you know, I'm a proper employer to you. You should have some benefits in that sense. That's sort of rationale.
If you take a step back, and there are two parts to the gig economy. I think the first is, employees want flexibility, but they also want some of the same things that all employees want.
Sure.
And so in terms of stability, security, peace of mind, and to the best that we can, this is what we're trying to offer to them so that they can focus on their job at hand. If I want to take a break, take an MC because I'm not feeling well today driving, that's something that our driver partners can have. But of course, they have the flexibility of the gig economy, which is if I am a working mother, working father, and I want to take care of my kids from 8 to 10 and then have the flexibility to drive after that, that is what we offer.
Lien, you've been in the market for 4 months. What's the strategy to compete with the existing taxi operators as well as the 800-pound gorilla Grab?
Good question. We recognize that there are large incumbents, but for us, we focus on taking care of our drivers, taking care of the day-to-day, taking care of our basic execution, and we're here to stay. So really, it's around execution, implementation, running faster.
Okay, but then that's exactly what Grab says. That's exactly what the taxi operators, who are now much more driver-centric than they have been in the past, that's exactly what they'll come to the show and say. Mm. So what makes you different?
If you go to the Gojek offices and you look and ask everyone of the team there, you'll be able to see in their eyes that really, we're here to take care of our guys. Yesterday, we had a driver town hall, you know, spoke to 100-plus of our drivers. Constant feedback, constant listening, constant trying to tailor what we offer in order to deliver better for them and then for the riders.
Do you mind if I ask, what were some of the top feedback that was given from the drivers? What are they saying? I mean, we as consumers, we only care about ourselves, but really, from the driver's perspective, what are they saying?
That's interesting. I mean, it was a closed-door session.
Sure.
They were giving feedback on both things that were good as well as things that could be improved. We're taking this feedback on board.
Okay, fair enough. And is there any chance you could give us a little bit of insight into your pricing strategy for Singapore?
Pricing strategy has to be seen in the context of our larger strategy.
Sure.
Gojek is here to stay. And we want to be able to offer choice. We want to be able to offer competitive choice. And so we're constantly relooking and tweaking our pricing strategy in order to be sustainable so that we're here to stay and to be able to be competitive to offer choice for the market.
All right. This morning in the hot seat is Lien Chung Lun, Singapore General Manager for Gojek. We are going to touch now on Gojek's transition to the Singapore market. So in Indonesia, Gojek offers transport, food delivery and go massage. You can book a massage therapist to your home, and Lord knows how many times we really need someone to untie those knots, right? Is this something you're going to be looking to consider in Singapore in the future? Are there any challenges into actually making this happen?
As you said, Indonesia is a large market. We've been experimenting a lot there. I think in our international expansion, we obviously exploring a lot of these and thinking about the Singapore market carefully. So the first point is, let's just get what we're doing now. Let's get it done well. Okay. And then we're constantly thinking about, you know, what we can do to expand more services for Singaporean consumers.
So, Lien, what sort of investment is being put in, particularly into technology moving forward, to improve the apps and services, as well, in particular, evolve from purely ride-hailing into the super app?
When we talk about technology investment, everyone thinks about money and there's a check size there. But really what is more important than the money is getting the talent and putting the talent at play. You know, in my previous lives, looked at science and technology in Singapore, and getting talent isn't easy. I think the biggest investment is really putting people in. So we have technology centers in India, in Indonesia, and of course here in Singapore. So there's a very sizable tech team here. And deploying them against the different challenges we have across all the different units internationally as well as here in Singapore is what we are focusing on, you know, constantly putting our tech guys against these different challenges.
And one of the challenges will be going up against other ride-hailing apps or apps that are set to come in. One of them in particular, Fastgo from Vietnam, talks for them to launch in Singapore. They've already started registering drivers. You guys went through a similar phase. Could I get your thoughts on this?
Singapore's a interesting, challenging market.
Okay.
Competition is good. I think it helps us lift us to better heights. And as we're thinking about making a larger beachhead, we're obviously looking in the rearview mirror. So we don't take anything for granted, but competition ultimately is a good thing.
And in that light, you know, in terms of retaining drivers, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you think you need to do to retain them? You've talked a lot about caring for them and being a good employer for them.
Drivers are looking for the same thing that people are looking for, sure, which is good earning stability and good benefits.
Sure.
And really, again, that you take care of them, that you listen to them. And these are the areas that we want to over-deliver on.
Now, Lien, in the new economy today, it's all about partnerships. And you've established some partnerships with the likes of Esso and DBS Bank and Shell. Could you give us some insights into the partnership strategies?
Partners help us expand our reach. Let's take a look at, say, this week we announced the first of its kind partnership with Singtel. Singtel delivers all things digital, all things online, and we help get people to the fun places that they do offline. That is a perfect complement. So if you look at Singtel, our drivers are also consumers. They use the Gojek app not just for work and business, but they also use their mobile phones for entertainment. So now the app, Gojek app, is zero rated, which means it doesn't count against their bandwidth data. And so in the time when they take breaks in between, they can, you know, watch a little bit more YouTube, entertain themselves. Mm-hmm. They have access to 20% of these combo plans. and also access to sort of handset discounts. These are all things where it's much richer, much better for our drivers and our riders when we partner together.
It's the accumulated little things that really count. In the hot seat this morning is Singapore General Manager of Gojek, Lien Chung Lun. I'd like to continue touching on, and I know it's early days. I mean, you guys have been in town for 4 months, a couple of months before that as well. Monday was Earth Day, 22nd of April, and climate change, a big issue that's come up everywhere. Is this something that's in the rearview mirror for Gojek? Is there potential for like a Gojek carpooling, for example? Is this in the pipeline?
Climate change is important. We signed up to the recent 2040 Transport Master Plan, which seeks to be more sustainable. Yeah. Ultimately, carpooling is a more sustainable way to get around. For all the people who are driving and listening to us on the radio right now, consider a Gojek because it saves you from the parking fees subsequently. You can save on the vehicles, and we offer you very good service. I mean, this is one of the fundamental premise of being ride-sharing.
Oh, we give it to him, since he took
the opportunity. Yeah, we gave him that shameless plug to go ahead.
All right.
You asked. I offered.
But, Lien, what can drivers as well as riders expect from you in the second quarter? Now that you've established yourself here, what's the good news moving forward?
We'll roll out things going forward slowly. There'll be teasers. We'll give you surprises, but first, still going back to the fundamental premise that we want to be able to deliver good service. We want to be able to take care of our drivers. We want to make sure that your ride is a pleasant one.
Okay, you've mentioned this, I've counted at least 5 times, delivering good service. And I'm sure a lot of people are very interested in this. You know, delivering that customer service is so important. So for you guys at Gojek, what goes into ensuring good customer service? Are there a set of principles, fundamentals, could you share with us?
If you break down a ride, it starts with both, you know, selection, training, and then subsequent care, if anything does happen, which occasionally it will, given the volumes that we do.
Sure. SOP with regard to all of this as well.
Exactly.
What's the key message out there in terms of customer service? Because everyone says, yeah, we do great customer service, but what's going to make you stand out? One of the things in the Singapore context is, you know, we are Kiam Siap, so it's about pricing. How are you going to distinguish yourself from a pricing standpoint? Because one of the pet peeves for consumers is surge pricing.
I think if you look at the overall market, won't say just about ourselves, but if you look at the overall market, I mean, it is meant to provide and make the marketplace liquid. Mm. We're constantly relooking our prices to make sure that it's something that it's sustainable and competitive.
This morning in the hot seat, we've had Lien Chung Lun, Singapore General Manager for Gojek. I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to come by the studio. And to get you back, please ask all your Gojek drivers to tune in to Money FM 89.3.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.